This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. The story is told of a king who had a beautiful gem that he prized above all else. It was a very valuable, very expensive gem. But one day, to his absolute horror, he discovered a scratch on this beautiful stone. So he sent messengers to every corner of his kingdom offering a huge reward to anyone who could come and remove the scratch. So, yes, one by one, the jewelers came to examine the stone, and the king was very sad and worried. "Sorry," they said, "we can do nothing about it. It's permanent, damaged." And one day, an artisan came to the palace. He's a professional person that fixes these things, and he heard about the king's problem. He looked at the stone, and he told a stunned court that, yes, he could repair the gem. He took out his tools and the gem into another room, and not long after he came out, triumphant with the gem in his hand. So what had he done that others could not do? So when the king looked at this stone, he was amazed to see that the scratch was still there. Yes, but this special craftsman had etched a rose at its top, so the scratch had actually become the stem of a beautiful flower. Now, I think there's quite a few lessons in that story, but in many ways, it's more like a parable that reflects life and the path, the twists and the turns that we take. Now, you and I have been given the gift of life. There are many facets to life. And life's challenges create scratches, we could call them that, that appear on the surface of our life. Sometimes they can be very serious things that cause us grief. We feel helpless, damaged. And maybe that could be you, someone who feels damaged and without hope. Because life can throw you around. Giving you scratches and cuts and burns, bumps and bruises. And most of the unpleasant things that happen to us are like those bruises or minor scrapes inside to us. Not talking about the physical things so much. But they can be a wound that never goes away or an injury to our spirit that may take months or years to get over. Now, we can't sort of wrap ourselves up in cotton wool. We can't always keep ourselves from being hurt. Actually, it can often start at school when we're bullied or ostracized at school for something. And so like minor injuries to our bodies that leave a bruise and they might hurt and then they go away, most of these daily annoyances can annoy us and we can get upset, but they're usually forgotten fairly quickly. We know that eventually they heal and that there are more important things to be worried about. So if there's a serious physical injury, for example, we cut ourselves or damage ourselves, we go to a doctor. The doctor can actually check it out and we can have that wound cleansed and bandaged, it's protected. And sometimes we might need to have it checked regularly to make sure that the healing process goes on. But even so, I mean, that can take some time to heal. And I think this is an illustration of our spiritual wounds that can heal with faith and prayer and proper care, because faith is a constant reminder that there is a God who continues to walk with us. So our belief in a loving God doesn't take that scratch away, but what it does is the same for that king. It can give us the rose, the really nice bit, on top of the scratch. Do you know, and I would like you to remember this today, that God is an expert at bringing good out of bad, and there's lots of illustrations about this. For example, the New Testament, he could have kept Paul out of prison in Philippi. But instead, Paul was stuck in this horrible prison. But do you know what happened? The jailer, he became a believer. He actually, through different circumstances, I haven't got time to go into today, he became a committed Christian. So God, for example, could have kept Jesus from the cross and let him off. He was his own son, but he decided to let Jesus suffer and die. So can he bring good out of bad? He certainly can. And I want to take this illustration a bit further tomorrow. Heavenly Father, many of us face an unknown future. There's sickness, cancer, there's operations that happen every day. But I know, Lord, that you love and cherish us as your children. And may that thought today be uppermost in our minds. I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.